Morning and welcome to Morning Prayer on Saturday the 16th of May 2020. Doing well if you're up this early. Fizz is going to lead our service this morning. So as we light the candle, just take a deep breath and let's remember God who is with us morning, noon and night in the midst of everything. Over to you, Fizz.
Well, we are to remember Caroline Chisholm, a social reformer, who did humanitarian work, particularly in Australia. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
In your resurrection, O Christ.
Let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia.
Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As once you ransomed your people from Egypt and led them to freedom in the promised land, so now you have delivered us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your risen Son. May we, the first fruits of your new creation, rejoice in this new day you've made and praise you for your mighty acts. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen.
Would you like to read Psalm 46?
Yeah, 146. The Lord shall reign forever. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. As long as I have any being, I will sing praises to my God. Put not your trust in princes, nor in any human power, for there is no help in them. When their breath goes forth, they return to the earth. On that day, all their thoughts perish.
The Lord shall reign for ever.
Happy are those who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps his promise for ever, who gives justice to those that suffer wrong, and bread to those who hunger.
The Lord shall reign forever.
The Lord looses those that are bound. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the stranger in the land. He upholds the orphan and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Alleluia.
The Lord shall reign forever. Lord of all, our breath and being come from you, yet our earthly end is dust. As you loose the bound and feed the hungry, so bring us in your mercy through the grave and gate of death to the feast of eternal life where you reign forevermore. And then we'll read Psalm 150 with the refrain.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Oh, sorry.
It's you.
Oh, praise God in his holiness. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Praise him with the blast of the trumpet. Praise him upon the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dances. Praise him upon the strings and pipe.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Praise him with ringing cymbals, praise him upon the clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. God of life and love, whose Son was victorious over sin and death, make us alive with his life, that the whole world may resound with your praise through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever. Amen. I'll read Numbers 14, 26 to the end. And the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, How long shall this wicked congregation complain against me? I have heard the complaints of the Israelites which they complain against me. Say to them, As I live, says the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say. Your dead bodies shall fall in this very wilderness, and of all your number included in the census, from 20 years old and upwards, who have complained against me, not one of you shall come into the land in which I swore to settle you, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. But your little ones, who you said would become booty, I will bring in, and they shall know the land that you have despised. But as for you, your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness. And your children shall be shepherds in the wilderness for 40 years, and shall suffer for your faithlessness, until the last of your dead bodies lies in the wilderness. According to the number of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days, for every day, a year, you shall bear your iniquity 40 years, and you shall know my displeasure. I, the Lord, have spoken. Surely I will do this to all this wicked congregation gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall come to a full end, and there they shall die. And the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation complain against him by bringing a bad report about the land, the men who brought an unfavorable report about the land died by a plague before the Lord. But Joshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Jephunneh alone remained alive of those men who went to spy out the land. When Moses told these words to all the Israelites, the people mourned greatly. They rose early in the morning and went up to the heights of the hill country, saying, Here we are. We will go up to the place that the Lord has promised, for we have sinned. But Moses said, Why do you continue to transgress the command of the Lord? That will not succeed. Do not go up, for the Lord is not with you. Do not let yourselves be struck down before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites will confront you there, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned back from following the Lord. The Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up to the heights of the hill country, even though the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and Moses had not left the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who lived in that hill country came down and defeated them, pursuing them as far as Hormah.
Okay, we'll now read the canticle. In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you've redeemed. Alleluia.
I will sing to the Lord who has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. This is my God, whom I will praise, the God of my forebears, whom I will exalt. The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name. Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. At the blast of your nostrils the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you have redeemed. And by your invincible strength you will guide them to your holy dwelling. You will bring them in and plant them, O Lord, in the sanctuary which your hands have established.
Glory to the Father. And to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was
in the beginning,
is now, and shall be forever. Amen. In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you've redeemed. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
And now we'll have the reading from Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 12. Now, during those days, he went out to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he also named apostles. Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, and James and John, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They'd come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you've received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. Death is swallowed up in victory.
Where, O death, is your sting?
Christ is risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who've fallen asleep.
Death is swallowed up in victory.
The trumpet will sound and the dead shall be raised.
Where, O death, is your sting?
We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed.
Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting?
And now we'll have the Benedictus. Would you like to read the refrain?
The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who's come for his people and set them free. He's raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father.
And to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Hallelujah. And our prayers today are a bit of a reflection on some passages. I'll list the passages. So Job 23, verses 8 to 12, Psalm 4, particularly verse 4, and James 4, the first six verses. So a bit of a reflection today about the theme of frustration and anger. Let's bring our thoughts and reflections and emotions before the Lord today. Let's pray together. In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. In your anger, do not sin, Lord. It must be possible to have anger but not to sin. Is that what it means? Does anger need to lead directly to sin, or can there be a place where one is angry and doesn't sin? What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. But, Lord, I get that bit. I have desires that battle within me and I want something and I can't have it. And so therefore, I see the plan. You can sin to get what you want. But what about this? You do not have because you do not ask God. What if I'm asking and my motives are all right? When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. But what about when your motives are all right? It can be very frustrating, Lord, to ask you for something with right motives and to still not receive. And that doesn't seem to be addressed here in James. And back in the psalm, in your anger, do not sin. When you're on your bed, search your hearts and be silent. Lord, help us to search our hearts and ponder the suffering of the righteous. Here is Job's, part of Job's complaint, a righteous man who suffered much. But if I go to the east, he is not there, talking about God. If I go to the west, I do not find him. When he is at work in the north, I do not see him. When he turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of him. That can be us, looking so hard for God, wanting so much from God, and yet not finding him, not seeing him however much we seek. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. My feet have closely followed his steps. I have kept to his way without turning aside. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. I wonder what happens next to Job. Job keeps to God's way. Job doesn't depart from the commands of his lips, and yet he still can't find God. That's quite reassuring. In the east, the west, the north and the south, he can't see God. But God knows the way that he takes, and it's some kind of a test. I shall come forth as gold when he has tested me. That sounds interesting, God. Let's hope it gets better for Job. Oh dear, it's not getting better, but he stands alone and who can oppose him? He does whatever he pleases. He carries out his decree against me and many such plans he still has in store. That is why I am terrified before him. When I think of all this, I fear him. God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. It's not getting better, Lord. From frustration and righteous prayer into a place of being afraid because God is more powerful than I am. But Job goes on to say, yet I am not silenced by the darkness, by the thick darkness that covers my face. And I think, Lord, that perhaps it's okay to not be silenced by the difficulties, not be silenced by the darkness, to keep on talking to you, whether we're afraid, whether we're frustrated, whether we want things for good motives or bad. It's good to think about what our desires and our motives are, but it's good not to be silenced by the darkness. We think of those today who are perhaps in positions that are very frustrating and angry, making. Gracious God, give skill, sympathy and resilience to all who are caring for the sick. And your wisdom to those searching for a cure. Strengthen them with your spirit that through their work many will be restored to health through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And Father, thank you for all those who work in politics and government, for those who work in our essential services, for those who work in schools, for those who work so hard to keep our country going, and for those who are going back to work with caution to get our economy going again. And around the world, Lord, in all different countries, we pray for those who work in politics and government and for these key workers. We thank you today for our Prime Minister and our Members of Parliament. Give them wisdom to listen well to all the sides in a debate, and keep them calm in demanding and difficult situations. Help them and us to know their limitations and to call on you for wisdom, strength, justice, and honesty. May they govern well and justly. Keep them in good health. Amen. We go on to the collect.
Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, have overcome death and opened us the gate of everlasting life, grant that as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help, we may bring them to good effect through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And we'll say the Lord's Prayer in its traditional form. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven. Give us
this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
May the risen Christ grant us the joy of eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.